starting Dalet Amud Aleph. We're about six lines down from the two dots, Gufa. So we'll go back to a Gemara that we had. If you accidentally put bread inside an oven that you knew was going to bake, do we matter you to take it out before it comes to the Chiyuv Chatas of baking, or no? The Radosa is a Durabanan, right? If it fully bakes, that's a Deol Reisa. Do we allow you to do a Durabanan so you don't come to a Deol Reisa or not? Rav Acha bar Abaye asked Ravina, wait, what's the case? Ilim v'shogeg v'lo idger l'manetiru. So if he did a v'shogeg and nobody reminded him, then who would we matter over here? Nobody reminded him, so who are we mattering to do the radosa? Alav the other idger, it must be that he went back and he remembered himself. Mima chayiv, but he's not chayiv. V'altan kol chayiv v'chatos in a chiyuv v'anashet yit chalas n'shkaga v'sof n'shkaga. The only way that you're chayiv achatos is if you started off thinking that it was mutter, and in the end you thought it was mutter, and over here you knew that something was wrong. Al b'mezid, right? But must be that he did a b'mezid then. But kodesh yavol l'idei iser skila miboyle. Then it should say before he comes to an iser skila. Over here it says before it comes to an iser of chatos. So what's going on here? So what's the case of chesed? Rav Shilo l'olam b'shogeg. Really, it was b'shogeg. The guy put it in and he has no idea. Who are we mattering? Somebody else to take it out and do a durabban in order to save this guy the fact that he was over on a dill rice and chayiv chatos. Do we tell a person to sin so that his friend gets a schus? Elam Rav Ashi l'olam b'mezid. You're right. Says Rav Ashi, it's got to be that it's b'mezid. The ema kodesh yavol l'idei iser skila. And you're right. Instead of writing kodesh yavol l'idei it's a chiyuv chatos, it's before he comes to an iser skila. Rav Acha bar Rava masel b'hedi. He says it straight out like that. Rabbi hidvik pasvet tenori tiru l'vados kodesh yavol l'idei iser skila. They matter him. If he does it and puts it in the tenor, b'mezid, they matter him from to do the radosa, right? Kodem shavol l'idei iser skila, before he came to a situation of iser skila. That's the two dots. Pasha anis yado. Okay, we go back to the Mishnah. We say the ani stretched out his hands. Amai chayiv. Hold on a second. Why is he chayiv in such a case where he stretched out his hands and takes something like a receipt and puts it into the rishos yachid and puts it into the guy's hand, the balabais's hands? Why is he chayiv? You got to do akira and hanocha from on top of a place that's dalet al dalet, and you don't have that here. It's going from his hand into the hand. There's no makom dalet al dalet. Amarabba hamani Rabbi Kiva. So Rabba says, you know, this is Rabbi Kiva. You don't need a makom dalet al dalet. We learn in a Mishnah Zorik rishos yachid rishos Rabba. If you throw from one Rishos Yachid to another Rishos Yachid, Rishos Rabbim Be'emtza, there's Rishos Rabbim right in between. Rabbi Kiva Machayev, Achamim Potrim. Rabbi Kiva says you're Chayev because it went through the Rishos Rabbim, and the Chamim say you're Potter. Rabbi Kiva says, I mean, include to Kamishon Chadami. Once it gets into the airspace of the Rishos Rabbim, it's like it was placed down in the Rishos Rabbim, and therefore went from the Rishos Yachid to the Rishos Rabbim to the Rishos Yachid again. Just because it's flying in the air, that's not like it was placed down on the ground, and therefore you're not going to be Chayev. So we say, Lamemer, the Pshitil Rabba, they've included Kamishon Chadami. So wait a second. So that means that Rabba holds like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds klut k'mishun chadami, that if it's in the air, it's going to be chayiv because it's as if it's down there on the ground, and that's again why the ani would be chayiv for even though there's no makom dalad dalad. And dalan ve says a b'socha sara pligi, and it's got to be that they're arguing about within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because above 10 tefachim, that's not Rishos Rabbim anymore, that's a makom p'tur. So it's got to be this within 10 tefachim. So on the Gemara, Dalet Amud Beis says, well, mi boy boy lola rabba. But Rabbi actually had that as a kasha. The boy Rabbi, here's what Rabbi asked. Lamatu yod peligi v'ha peligi. Are they arguing about under 10 tefachim? And here's the argument, Rabbi Kiva, sara klutu mishon chodami, Rabbi nosef, lo amri klutu mishon chodami, Rabbi Kiva holds that if it's in the air, it's like it was placed on the ground, and therefore you're chayiv. And the Rabbanon hold that we don't say such a thing, and therefore you're pater. But if he threw it above 10 tefachim in the Rishos Rabbim, from the Rishos Yachid to the Rishos Yachid, with the Rishos Rabbim in between, but it's above 10 tefachim, everybody agrees it's potter. Udekilam alovin and Zorik Mimoshe, nobody's going to learn Zorik throwing it from somebody who's passing it from the Rishos Yachid to another Rishos Yachid with the Rishos Rabbim in between. Odilma lamalmi yod peligi, or maybe they are arguing above 10 tefachim, but hopefully, again, here's the argument. Rabbi Kiva says, just like if you pass it over, you're going to be chayiv from the Rishos Yachid to Rishos Yachid with the Rishos Rabbim in between, even above 10 tefachim, right? So too, Zorik would be the same. Rabbanos Avi Lofin is only Moshe. No, Zorik is not like Moshe. Avalamatu yod diver kol chayiv. But if it's under 10 tefachim in the Rishos Rabbim, everybody agrees, even the Rabbanon, that you're going to be chayiv, even though it's not on the ground, but it's close enough to the ground that you would be chayiv for. My time, I'm going to include to kamishon chadami, because everybody holds klut to kamishon chadami. So that was actually Rabba's kasha. Rabba wasn't sure if everybody held that way or Rabbi Kiva held that way. So how do we know? Well, yeah, that's not a problem. After he asked the kasha, Rabba, he then answered it. We know the Rabbi Kiva holds kultum rishon chodami. So we say, wait a second. But you still have a kasha, even if it is Rabbi Kiva. All we know about Rabbi Kiva is that hanacha doesn't require a dalet al dalet. In other words, the fact that it's flying through the air, it's like it's on the ground. So therefore, the hanacha doesn't require a dalet al dalet. But akira mi boy, in order to take it out from an area and be chayav for it, you have to take it out from a makum dalet al dalet. And this is coming from the hands of the ani to the hands of the baal bais. It's coming out from a makum that's not dalet al dalet into the hands of someone that's not dalet al dalet. So how could you say that? So we throw out Rabba. Elom Rav Yosef says, "How many Rabbi he? It's not Rabbi Kiva. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Hi, Rabbi. What Rabbi? E lema ha Rabbi. If you're going to say it's this Rabbi, Ditanya. We learned in Brisa Zorav in Achal Gabiziz Kol Shu Rabbi Mechayv Chamim Potrim. If you throw something and it lands on top of a little protrusion in the Rishus Rabbim, Rabbi says you're Chayv Chamim, so you're Potter. So we say Hashem Kedabayi Lema Lekamon. But over there, the reason why you're Chayv over there is later, like we say later on, Kedabayi. Don't Rabbi Hachal Be Elon Omer Rishus Yachiv Nofo Noto Rishus Rabbim Zarek Nacha Nofo. This is a case where there's a tree that's standing in the Rishus Yachid. Its branches hang over into the Rishus Rabbim, and you throw something and it lands on top of the branches. Rebbe says that we throw the branches after the ikar, which is in the Rishus Yachid, and therefore you're going to be chayav. And the Rabbanan say we don't throw the branches after the ikar, since the branches are in the Rishus Rabbim. That's the reason why you're going to be potter. So that's totally different from our case, in which you're going from the makom, you know, one hand to the other. Elaha Rebbe. It must be this Rabbi. If you throw from Rishus Rabbim to another Rishus Rabbim with Rishus Yachid in the middle, that's the opposite of the case we had with Rabbi Akiva before. Rabbi says you're chayiv, and the Chachamim say you're potter. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, chayiv Rabbi Shtayim. Really, Rabbi says you're chayiv twice. Achaz Mishumotza, one because you brought it out from the Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim, and Machaz Mishumachnasa, one because you brought it out from the Rishus Rabbim to the Rishus Yachid. Alma Lobo Yakir Lo Anacha Gabi Makom Dalal Dalad. So we see that Rabbi does not require Akira or Hanacha to be in a Makom Dalad Dalad, because you're chayiv twice for Otsa and Achnasa here. You don't need Akira or the Hanacha to be a Makom Dalad Dalad. So you say, wait, that can't be the case the Rebbe's talking about. Yitmar Allah, Rav Ushmol, Demet Rav, Rav Ushmol both say about that case, top of Ham and Aleph, the Machayiv Rebbe, Ela Rishus Yachid Mekura. The only time that you're chayiv over there is that the Rishus Yachid is roofed. Demet Rav Beis Kamad Amal Yidami, look, the house is, it's all filled. Aval Sheini Mekura Lo, but if it's not filled, then the Avir is not considered real Avir, and if you throw inside there, it's not considered like it's anything. And if you're going to say, well, maybe we're talking about a roofed, yeah, you can find that Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabbim, Mekura Mimachayev, but that can't be by Rishus Rabbim. And over here, in our case, in our Mishnah, we're dealing with an Ani and a Balabais. There's no such thing as Rishus Rabbim that's roofed. But if you carry something, if there's a roof on top, then you're technically Potter, because you know, Domele Digle Midbor. It's not like the Digle Midbor. So, okay, so it can't be Rebbe either. So we had one answer that Rabbah gave that it was Rabbi Kiva. We have another answer that Rabbi Yosef gave that the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi. But we still don't have an answer because all of them are Shilohs. We're going to have four more answers that we're going to try to answer, right? That are going to be on Ham and Aleph, but we're not going to get to those today.